A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
You know, I'm always on the hunt for another chicken recipe.
As you should be. It's a great meat for people who don't want to spend tons of money, for instance.
Exactly.
You can get it everywhere.
Yeah. And look, you know, it might not be the most exciting thing in the world, the first thing you think of when you want to go there with meat, but you know people are going to love it and enjoy it. And if you cook it well, it also lends itself to so many different ways of being cooked.
Mm-hmm. Mm. All right. Let's celebrate chicken today, the humble meat on 5 Minute Food Fix.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
So it's Yumi and Simon here talking you through a dinner inspiration idea. And Simon, you've got a really good chicken recipe that I think we're going to actually cook.
Yeah, I think you are. And that, I think that's key, right? Mm-hmm. It's a lovely chickeny recipe that goes in the direction of, you know, other slightly more complicated things, but doesn't require the faff. So this is a good one, Yumi.
Oh.
And what I mean by that is it's kind of Moroccan inspired.
Yeah.
So you're starting to think tagines, all those lovely flavors.
I always think when you say Moroccan, I think cinnamon quills and dates.
Oh, okay. Well,
is that wrong?
No, that's not too far away. That's, you know, and then sort of honey and ginger and things. Yeah. So take away the cinnamon quills and the dates.
Okay.
And, you know, and remember the olives and the honey and those bits and pieces. Yeah, and we're kind of there. It's a really kind of classic chicken tagine sort of flavors. But yeah, without the tagine, and that's always the killer for me, is you don't want to have this one fancy kind of piece of equipment.
No. Yeah. And can I just say, if you don't know what a tagine is, there was such a fad for tagines about,
really,
5 years ago?
I think it might be a little bit further back than
really?
That.
Yeah, no, so if you don't know what one is, it's like a cooking dish that's circular, but then it's got like a dunce's hat on the top of it.
That's one way to describe it,
an enormous amount of space, in not just in your oven, but in your storage.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. So the reason for that conical lid on the tagine is to kind of trap the steam as it's cooking. So they would originally have been cooked in wood-fired ovens after the bread had been made. So the steam would kind of slowly comes out, and it lends itself to a really beautiful kind of flavour as everything kind of melts together inside there. But that's not to say that you won't get beautiful flavours when you just shove all the ingredients in a dish, Yumi. Now, probably shouldn't say that, but it's true.
Yeah.
So dispense with the tagine dish itself, and let's make this really simple, easy, chickeny, tagine-inspired dish. Mm-hmm. It serves eight, so it's something
eight.
You're going to want to be making when you've got people coming over the weekend or whatever, but the leftovers are also really good.
Great.
So first of all, preheat your oven to 180 degrees. In a large bowl, mix together the juice of 2 lemons, 6 tablespoons of olive oil, some turmeric, about a teaspoon and a half of that, about the same amount of ginger, ground ginger, and then 1.5 tablespoons of honey, a bit of wine, about a cup of white wine, and a little bit of salt and pepper, and give everything a good old mix together.
Mm-hmm.
Then add lots of chopped garlic cloves, Yumi, possibly not for you, but one for everyone else, probably, you know, about a bulb's worth.
Okay.
So I'm talking quite a lot there. Into the mix, and then throw in, Yumi, 16 lovely bone-in chicken thighs. Now, I really like chicken thighs because when they cook, they retain that moisture in a way that the kind of chicken breast sometimes doesn't.
And the bone-in, they come skinned, so there's no skin on. Is that the kind that you want for this recipe?
No, the bone-in, they will come skin on too.
Okay.
So I would quite like to leave the skin on when they're in the oven, but you can find them skin off. It's entirely up to you, your preference, but the skin will add some flavor. You can always peel it off if you don't want it at the end. So arrange those chicken thighs, now they've been covered in all that lovely deliciousness, in a big old roasting tin where they all kind kind of fit really snugly. Then add about 4 tablespoons of drained capers over that. And then some pitted green olives, you know. You probably don't want the stones because you're going to be eating it a bit later. Scatter those all over, about a couple of small handfuls of those. And then add all of those liquidy ingredients that the chicken was in into that tin, and into the oven it goes. And then bake it for an hour, you know, and just check on it, check that it's cooked through and it's delicious. You know, maybe lower the temperature.
Can I ask you,
because
I haven't seen a picture of this, are the skins sort of facing
the top? Normally
good. They burnishing?
They are a little bit. So you can do a bit of spooning over as you're cooking. You don't really need to worry about it, though, to be honest. It just looks after itself because there's enough lovely liquid in there.
Yeah.
And we haven't had to put a dunce's hat over it, Yumi, so it's all good.
What do you serve it with?
I like it with rice, personally. I think it's really nice with rice. But you are going to have lots of lovely liquid, so it's also really good with crusty bread for just kind of mopping in there and getting all those lovely flavours. And the olives will have all kind of let all their flavours out into that liquid too. And, and it just looks fancy. Put the roasting dish on the table in the middle of your table and be unapologetic. It may not be a tagine, but it's bloody delicious. Get on with it.
Yay. Okay, I'm putting the recipe in the show notes so you can look for it right here where you wherever you're listening. It's your 5-minute food fix.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.